Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Take control of the airwaves on this live Saturday edition. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. You can join us there, join our chatters there. The Discord rooms are live during our show, but the Discord server is available 24/7 for people to interact with one another. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian
and Mark.
Coming up, can an orangutan have human rights? A court in Argentina decided, it was like 5 years ago, actually, it was 2014 when they decided that Sandra, the orangutan, does have human rights. And now that story's back in the news because Sandra's moving to the United States. What does that mean? Does it mean she's going to retain the rights that she was granted in Argentina? And what does it even mean for an orangutan to have human rights? I think we should discuss that coming up here. But since that's court-related, we got another court-related story first, Mark. Jury duty. And this is something that a lot of people in the United States have to deal with. Every year or few years, they'll get a notice in the mail saying that they've been called for jury duty.
I haven't had one in 20 years.
It's been almost that long for me. It was Florida when I was in Florida last time, so probably about 15 years, I would say, for me since I've had one. And that was the only one I ever had, was just that one down in Florida. And they didn't pick me because, well, I'm a libertarian, and they generally don't want people who know about rights and freedom to be on juries. And they will ask you questions. You know, they gave you the voir dire form where you got to fill out information about
yourself.
Especially
not a criminal jury. I mean, a civil jury. Basically, a civil jury should have been decided between arbitrators in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, government has no business setting up a their arbitration system and making themselves a monopoly in that area. They're bad at it. They're slow.
Well, they're not. I mean, there are arbitrators, Mark. The American Arbitration Association does exist, and you'll find them referenced in many corporate contracts and
yes.
terms of service. So, I mean, there are alternatives, I would say, to that. And in fact,
there are.
The civil court system does.
Why is there a civil court system?
Because it's always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they got jobs, and they're going to fight tooth and nail to keep them. I mean, if somebody proposed to get rid of the courts,
and yet it takes 3 years to get your case heard in criminal court. I mean, those judges that sit on those civil cases could be popped over to criminal and you know, cut that in half.
They could. But either way, whether it's criminal or civil, Mark, they still are going to have the jury system, and they're still going to need warm bodies to sit on those juries. And the only way that they have to do that is through the jury selection process, which involves the threat of violence. Now, most people don't
see
that.
It doesn't have to. So take a look, for instance, at the, we used to demand that young men go to work for the military for a certain period of time or at least be obligated for the draft or whatever. It was that way for couple hundred years in the United States.
And thank goodness it's not that way anymore.
Agreed. You're not going to have me arguing about that.
Yeah.
But, some economists like Milton Friedman came out and said, hey, feds, this is stupid. You could just pay the soldiers more and you wouldn't have to spend all the money trying to make sure people show up for a poorly paid job.
Right.
$21 a day, once a month.
Let's put weapons in the hands of people that don't want them, that don't want to be there. That's a great plan.
And that's what they're doing with juries, except the weapons part. They're forcing them to be there. You know, pay somebody to be there. As a matter of fact, why have juries at all? Most countries have a panel of three judges.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, the idea behind the jury, of course, is that these are supposed to be your peers.
Sure, that it's government of the people, and I think that there's an argument for that. However, what it is the government of a bunch of ignorant people. So
true.
If I'm sitting on some kind of case regarding, you know, there was the one between Apple and Apple and Samsung about who stole what from whom, and you know, this phone looks too much like that phone.
Oh, the square rounded edge phone or whatever.
Square rounded edge phone thing, and all that stuff. Well, why were a bunch of normal people sitting on a jury
and pulled from their lives for however long the case lasts? You can't go to work if you have to go to this dumb case.
They should have had legal experts and technical experts and a bunch of things on there. There's not a jury of their peers.
Well, but look, from a criminal aspect, I can understand why the jury, in theory, was a good idea. It hasn't worked out so great. But the idea was that the jury was supposed to be the final check on an out-of-control government, that it was, you know, the other one of the columns, if you will.
Most of the people in a jury stand up and cheer for an out-of-control government.
Sadly, that's true. The jury system does tend to recruit people who love their government and, you know, don't see the government as having done anything wrong. But that has more to do with government programming and government running the schools and the media, which
that's a real problem.
Influenced heavily by the media.
Yep.
And government does control a lot of the media through the FCC. But so people are brainwashed, basically. But the idea was, if the government gang creates some sort of just absolutely outrageous law, say slavery or something like that, or prohibition, let's say prohibition of cannabis, that the jury could be brought in, that they could see clearly that this is a travesty, that what's happening to whoever the defendant is wrong. Yeah, he did have a pound of marijuana, but he was selling it to adults, and they all, you know, consented, and half the people on the jury probably smoked pot when they were growing up, and so maybe they could see through the propaganda. Maybe they could see through the laws. We've got laws. It's a nation of laws. Well, no, it's a nation of men who threaten violence against peaceful people.
But it's not like cases even go to juries. Far,
that's another problem.
Far, far fewer. Like, 1 out of 1,000 cases might go to a jury.
Yeah, that's a huge problem.
Most of them are dropped or pled out.
So, right. So what you're pointing out is not only are juries barely, do they barely happen, but when they do happen, the jurors themselves are pretty brainwashed, and they certainly don't know anything about jury nullification, which is, of course, your right as a jury or a juror to decide a case based on your opinion, based on your feelings, based on whether or not you think the law itself is good.
Americans used to have a much more skeptical sense about their government.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've all become very imbued with this idea that, you know, this person does this thing and this person does that thing. Division of labor is what this is called in economics. The division of labor, that, well, these people are experts and we're going to leave them to their business. Well, you know, yeah, they're experts, I guess, as much. But, I mean, don't forget the public defendant that's standing the opposite of the prosecutor. He's an expert, too, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, he works for the government. So, you know, why not just believe what he says? None of this makes any sense.
If you want to share your thoughts on jury duty in general, because we haven't even gotten into the story yet that prompted this discussion, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So, Mark, what is the latest news when it comes to juries?
Out of Fox32Chicago.com, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, after the familiar nightmare about oversleeping and missing a final exam or a big job interview, waking up usually brings relief. But for 21-year-old, for what 21-year-old male here, I don't even think there's
DeAndre any. Somerville.
Yeah. I was afraid that might give away a little something about what's going on here, what I think might be going on.
Okay.
The nightmare came after he actually overslept for jury service in a Florida courtroom. A judge later punished him with a 10-day jail sentence.
Whoa!
A judge sentenced Somerville to jail time plus 1 year on probation and 100...
A year probation?
I'm not done. 150 hours of community service.
Oh, my God.
150 hours.
It's insane. For missing, you know, for sleeping through your alarm clock.
Right. I mean, you know,
this is jury duty, Mark. It's one of the most important duties of any person in the United States, and this man is shirking his duty. He should have set 5 alarms. He should have taken this seriously, and we're going to teach him a lesson.
Well, The biggest argument, I think, against jury duty is the 13th Amendment, the United States Constitution, the highest law in the land. You may think, you, the individual listening to me, may think that a person has a responsibility to serve their government or serve their community, serve whatever, but the 13th Amendment says no involuntary servitude. And
well, you volunteered when you signed up for your voter registration. You volunteered when you signed up for your driver's license.
That's right. I want to vote and I want to drive, so I'm volunteered for something.
That's how you get it. That's how you get on the jury list. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy to understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years, with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days, and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com. Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, Ian.
And Mark.
And I want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. It is a global trading platform to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash, and there are dozens of payment methods that can be used for this. And it's also a private platform. And what I mean by that is you don't have to actually show identification to the site itself in order to create an account, unlike their competition, which has been cracking down recently on what they call know your customer requirements. Local Bitcoin or local.bitcoin.com doesn't have those requirements because they don't hold your Bitcoin Cash at any point. It's all done through smart contracts. The trades are done that way, which means they're non-custodial, which means if they don't have your funds, they don't have to ask you about them, which I think is really cool. And they also encrypt communications between buyers and sellers on the platform. So go to local.bitcoin.com, get started trading Bitcoin Cash at local.bitcoin.com. Plus, you can just go to bitcoin.com any old time you want. If you're new to cryptocurrency and you want to learn about some of the basics, it's a good place to get started.
Yeah, their getting started section right there at the top, very valuable.
No doubt.
Yep. And I mean, you can't say, I don't understand this Bitcoin thing
afterwards.
Anymore after you go to the getting started part.
So we've been talking about jury duty and one man sent to jail for 10 days plus a year's probation. That's insane.
That's 150 hours community service.
For simply sleeping in and missing his jury selection date. We'll get into that coming up here in a moment. We can talk more about this that particular case. But if you want to comment, you're welcome to do that. Let's go straight to the phones. To the phone, James is in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Go ahead, James.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome.
I found the easiest way to avoid jury duty, if you want to, even though I never wanted to avoid jury duty, but managed to all my life since 1968 when I was 18 years old. And I live in a town. It's the capital city. We have about 50,000 people, so it's not that big a city.
Mm-hmm.
Make yourself known, especially at an early age. Write lots of letters to the editor if you still have a newspaper in your area. Let people know you have opinions, and probably they're opinions they don't agree with. And do that for a number of years, and then go on the Oprah Winfrey Show, as I did twice, and really piss people off. And then...
Well,
let's just say it was not politically correct, okay?
Okay.
And then I started a radio talk show for 5 years, so they would never, in a million years, ever put me on any kind of jury.
So wait, did they even bother to send you the selection notice, or did they just,
no.
Your name came up and they're like, yeah, don't send that to him?
Well, I don't know. I've never been contacted.
Same thing's true with me. The same thing's true of me. I've lived in Keene, New Hampshire for 13 years. I have been registered to vote, and I didn't have a driver's license in New Hampshire the whole time.
The name you use on air is the name that's on your driver's license. I use on air is not on my driver's license, so they'd have to have a little more foreknowledge here. But it's a small town.
But here's the thing. I go to every jury selection because I do jury outreach, so I see the people who are coming in every month. Now, some months they don't do them here because there's, as you pointed out, Mark, most people don't take a case to trial. So some months there's literally no jury trials. But I still go out there and, if there are people, I hand them information. And I will come across people who will tell me that they're back, that they've come back. It's like 2 or 3 years later and they've been cycled through again. So I know people who have gone to jury duty more than once.
That's crazy.
In the time frame that I have never been called for jury duty. So I think the same
That's
thing's
suspicious.
Happening.
Suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind going and serving on a jury, but there's no way that they'll ever call me because I'm too well known and I'm strongly opinionated, and they know that.
Why do you think it is? I'm not questioning this at all. Why do you think it is that they don't want somebody that already has an opinion that has talked about it? Because, I mean, presumably they do want people that have opinions on juries, right? I mean, that's what the whole purpose of a jury is.
One of the biggest problems is they want the dumbest, stupidest people they can find,
right.
People who never listen to radio, people who never read a newspaper, people who never get on the internet to see what's going on around them.
Yeah.
Because you can't know anything about a case, typically, when you go on a jury. And if you do, they're going to watch you like a hawk.
Yeah, you're not going to make it through the process if you know anything about a case.
Right. This is why a lot of juries has moved out of your jurisdiction, out of your state, or wherever, to get what they call a fair trial.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you make yourself known in your city, assuming it's not Chicago or something like that, there's a good chance they'll never call you, especially
true. And here's another way you can do it. And I agree with you. I don't think people who
that
care.
That sounds true. We don't know.
Well, I believe it. But
I believe it.
But here's something that else that's probably true. If you do get called and you want to get out of jury duty, just let them know that you're a fan of jury nullification. Just put that on the form. And that will be enough to have them boot you right out the door. Because they don't want people who have knowledge about how their system operates. They certainly don't want people who know what jury nullification is, which it bears repeating. It's your right as a juror to decide a case based on your conscience. So in court, in criminal court, they tell you, they lie. They lie to you by saying that you've got to judge the case based on the facts we present.
Right, and you have to judge it by the law.
And that's not true. If you think the law is bad, you have the right to vote not guilty, set that person free, and the idea is you are then sending a message to the government gang saying, hey, this is a bad law, get rid of it. If
well,
enough
my,
jurors,
my,
go ahead.
My problem is they know I'd hang them all.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Innocent or guilty, it wouldn't matter. I'd hang them. And they
what does that
know
mean?
That.
Why would you do that?
Well, because that's just the way I am. They're all, they wouldn't be there if they weren't guilty to start with.
Huh?
This is the time they got caught for the
you
other
aren't real,
times.
You're not being for real, right? Like, you don't actually
believe
that,
do you? Well, I'm being halfway for real, yeah.
You think that the government police are so smart and efficient that they always get the right guy?
Oh, absolutely not. But like I said, typically you don't go that high up unless you've already gotten away with 100 other crimes.
Haven't we all gotten away with 100 other crimes?
Absolutely. But here's the thing. All you got to do is let the public know that's how you feel, and you'll stay off of every jury in the country.
Well, I agree. You don't belong on a jury. If that's actually,
right, there you
that's
go.
Actually
hey,
how you
bye.
Feel. Thank you for the call tonight.
Jesus. Well, I guess that's the case.
I want people who actually have a conscience to be on a jury so they can actually look at a case and say...
I think we live in a nation where far too many things are illegal.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And, you know, that's really the end of the story.
And so if you have a conscience and you are put on a case, you know, you're not eliminated through whatever process, you're put on a case, and it's a case regarding a nonviolent crime, somebody, a consensual act... Let's say it's prostitution or drug dealing or, you know, something else, gambling.
Owning a gun.
Owning a gun, whatever. If there's no victim, you should vote not guilty in that case. I don't care what the law says. I don't care if it's the death penalty for somebody who, you know, had a pound of marijuana or a gun or whatever it is. I don't care.
Basically, the easiest thing to say is no victim,
no crime. Not guilty. Stand firm on it, too, because all it takes is one person to hang that jury and give that guy or gal a second chance. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust. Dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump and U.S. officials were intent on fighting corruption in Ukraine and says that's reflected in the president's July 25th phone call with Ukraine's president. That issue has become fuel for an impeachment investigation.
We're very focused on creating space that we could ultimately deliver a good relationship with this new government. That was my guidance all along. It was the guidance that I took on board as we were thinking about all the various components of that relationship.
The president is now tweeting his displeasure about Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney, who's been critical of his invitation to have other countries investigate Joe Biden and his son. The president tweets, "Mitt Romney never knew how to win. He's a pompous ass who's been fighting me from the beginning." This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here. We're talking jury duty and your rights and how to handle something like jury duty. One man going to jail for 10 days because he didn't wake up on time. Judge not only sentencing him to 10 days in jail, but also 150 hours of community service and a year's probation. I mean, for people that don't understand, probation is, in a lot of ways, worse than jail. And I don't mean to say that it's, you know, worse to be outside of a jailhouse. I mean, obviously, it's nicer to be able to not be in jail. But
yeah, I'd rather be on probation than
probation
jail, personally.
Probation is one of the most invasive sentences because there's always terms. Probation isn't just like, you're on probation. It's, you gotta not have alcohol in the house, and you've gotta submit to drug testing, and you've gotta show up and report at the probation office once a week, and you've gotta, if they wanna come search your house, they can come in anytime they want with no notice. I mean, it is one of the most invasive things into one person's life, and it's the reason why so many people get what they call violations of probation. So, they come into your house to look around. Oh, what's this? It's a beer in the fridge. You're under arrest. You're going back to jail.
And often they don't even take under consideration that you've got a roommate or
doesn't
a family
matter.
Member, right?
Doesn't matter. If you've got roommates, they're also not allowed to have beers unless they're locked up in their own room under, like, lock and key, basically.
It's pretty accurate.
But they can't. As I understand it, they probably can't. This isn't legal advice. Check with your lawyer. But if you've got a roommate who's got, like, a locked door on his room and he's got some beers in his room, theoretically, they shouldn't be able to search the roommate's room. But, again, that's not legal advice. I don't know if that would actually pan out if when the men with guns are in your house and if it's not, like, if you can't show on a lease that your roommate rents room A and there's an A on the room or something like that. If you can't prove that it's your roommate's room, they may be able to search it, too. So probation is designed for violations. It's designed for people to easily, just by mistake, violate probation, let alone, you know, just being sloppy. So we can go back to your calls and thoughts, and that's what we're going to do. But also, don't forget to visit our website over at freetalklive.com. That is where you can sign up for our email list, and we will email you whenever there's something that there's worth announcing about the show. Usually we do them once a week, just kind of keep in the loop with what's happening with Free Talk Live. So you can sign up for our email list on the front page over at freetalklive.com. And we go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. Mike is in Gold Bar, Washington, listening to KBKW out of Aberdeen. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, welcome.
On the jury duty, I've always managed to not have a vehicle. My vision is too bad. I've always gotten out of jury duty, and I think I've got those letters like 3 times in Washington State. But I've noticed that some people, I think they think they're going to go on a Perry Mason show or something, and they can't wait to go on jury duty. They just can't wait, and so they're all gung-ho to go and not get paid at work for, you know, a couple of weeks. But the thing is, if you're going to sign up for that BS, I like to call it, especially on the no victim thing, because, then I think if you're going to do that and then cost the other idiot taxpayers money by not showing up and disrupting the process, then I think you should. I think that guy's fine's way excessive, but I think he should have at least been reprimanded or something like that. And a lot of, you know, and I got a 2-year probation one time for mowing my lawn.
What?
I threatened a boyfriend living at the beach in Anacortes, Washington, a beautiful life, with money. And I threatened a boyfriend, and my ex went immediately and crying on the judge's shoulder for protection and all this stuff. And I went and mowed the lawn one day and I got arrested. I went and picked up my junk mail another day, and my ex was a surveyor and had a 300-foot cape. And the second time I was 296 feet away from my wife. And I got arrested. It cost
me. So you're saying when you said you mowed the lawn, you violated a protection order?
I went and mowed my lawn. I had a lawn company, and my wife's grandma died, and we bought the house from her. She gave me the house, basically, because she loved me. And I went and mowed the lawn for the funeral when I wasn't supposed to, because I had all the stuff in my lawn company up there. And her friend got me arrested. And the whole thing cost me $7,500. I should have just went to jail for a week or two, but it cost me 7,500, 2 years. I couldn't leave the state of Washington, own a gun, anything. So right. I really hate the system. And I think if you're going to involve yourself in it, then that's what happens. Then
hold on, before you go on, Mike, I'm curious, Mark, because we didn't get too deep into the story. Did it say whether the gentleman who was arrested had already been selected for jury duty or was going to the jury selection process?
He was in the selection process, as I understand it, not actually sitting on a jury.
Right. So
well, that's different.
Yeah.
That's different. And then
there's dozens of people.
You know what? I pre-read this story and I got it wrong. It is a
he was selected.
Yeah, he said he was picked to serve as a juror on a civil case and was told to return the following day at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And he missed his alarm at 11.
Yeah, right. I mean that's then.
Can
in
I say something to Mark?
Yeah, please.
Sorry, real quick. You mentioned the TED Talk video the other day.
Which TED Talk are we referring to?
What you think you know about addiction?
Oh gosh, that one? I don't know.
Well, it was on YouTube. I saw it on YouTube. It was recent. It's called Everything You Thought You Knew About Addiction, But You Were Wrong.
That might be nobody who was talking about that one. But,
oh, maybe it was.
Ahead.
Anyway, it was a very, very, very awesome thing. And I just wondered if any of you have been in trouble and had to go to an assessment for a drug or alcohol issue. Have you ever known anybody to not go to an assessment and not end up in some treatment, something, no matter what the crime was?
Yeah, so
you know,
it's like asking a psychiatrist. It's like asking a psychiatrist, "Do I need mental health work?"
when you go into a drug treatment
of professional's
office,
they're
going to find a problem.
And basically, you know, unless you say, "I have a glass of wine every other week," while I watch the football game or something, they're going to basically say you have a problem. I've literally heard a drug treatment professional, literally heard them on more than one occasion say it is possible to be an alcoholic and only drink once a year. So, I don't know how you can rectify those two things. I mean, let's say you really tie one on every single New Year's Eve, amateur night, as they call it, right? The drinkers call it amateur night. And every New Year's Eve, you go to a party, you tie one on, your significant other, and you wake up the next day, you've got a terrible hangover, all that stuff. Your significant other drives you home. There's no real consequences other than the day that you have a hangover day. The first New Year's Day, you don't go to work because you weren't going to work anyway. You're sick, and then you feel better, and life goes on. Yeah, that doesn't make you an alcoholic. It means that you're making a poor series of choices over the course of a year. But whatever.
So you would agree with? Go ahead, Mike.
I would just say on the jury thing for the guy, the treatment, exactly. The jury guy, here's how I feel. If you're going to involve yourself in the system, then you're just going to have to deal with this, whatever the system has in store for you afterwards. Then that's the choice that you take when you sign and say, yeah, I'm going to go to jury duty. And then
no, it doesn't. Jury duty doesn't work that way. You don't just say you're going to jury duty. They pick
you. Well, you agree.
You
I mean, he agreed.
To...
He agreed to go.
No, I mean, they will possibly come after
he
you.
He was
if
under
you don't
duress
go.
When he went, but I can see the point that, you know, if you just say, "Hey, look, I don't want to do this,"
the only
that's
should
what
be
I
able
do,
to get out
and
of
it's never been a problem. I've always just said I can't go. And plus, I might, if I'm one of the peers, I don't want to see one of my peers for something stupid and be part of his demise or her.
Well, no, that's where you would do jury nullification. So if you see somebody who is going, you know, is facing charges for something that should not be a crime, that you disagree with the law, you then set your peer free and vote not guilty. And so you would agree with me, Mike, that a few weeks in jail is preferable to a year or two on probation?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, definitely, because it
totally
is like
agree.
Being in jail. Okay,
yep.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Because at least when you're in jail and there's no probation after it, you know once you're out, you're out. It's done. But with probation, it's like this thing's constantly hanging over your head, and they can get you at any time for the smallest crap. More coming up.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. We're talking about jury duty. One man sentenced to 10 days behind bars, plus a year's probation, plus 150 hours of community service, all because he missed the first day, it sounded like, maybe, of jury duty. He had been selected for the jury, so that does mean that, you know, I mean, they have alternates, right? So when they pick a jury, usually, like here in New Hampshire, if it's a 12-person jury here. In some states like Massachusetts, they have 6-person juries for some things. But in a 12-person jury, they always, in my experience, also have a 13th and 14th choice. And the 13th.
Oh, that's true.
And the 13th and 14th person are supposed to be there in the event that they need to be there. For some reason, maybe somebody gets sick or sleeps in or whatever. Now, obviously, sleeping in isn't as serious as being, you know, ill in the hospital or something like that. But does it deserve 10 days in jail, a year's probation? Does the judge need to send a message here? And I wonder, you know, Mark, we barely scratched the surface on the story. Is there more that you wanted to share out of the news? And where was this again? Florida?
Yeah, this is out of Fort Lauderdale. I think it's worth reading this story, yes.
Yeah,
it says
okay.
He missed his alarm. He woke up around 11 or 11:30. Mm-hmm. It was almost time to head to his afternoon job, so he didn't bother going to the courthouse or calling the bailiff.
Mm,
he just
okay.
hoped that it would all just work out. Now, this is a young man.
21.
Yeah, and that's not a good idea, what he did.
To not call.
But I think that's something that you learn over time, not necessarily that you're going to know at 21 years old.
Well, he's probably learned it now.
At work, I was looking at my phone thinking, what's the worst case scenario that could happen? I thought maybe I'd get a fine or something like that, Somerville said in a phone interview. Somerville lives with his grandparents and helps take care of his grandfather who recently has surgery and has trouble walking. Somerville helps him around the house and takes him to therapy in the grocery store while his grandmother's at work. He was out playing basketball when his worried grandmother called to say that there was a police officer at the door with a court summons. My grandfather said, just go in and be honest, said Somerville. I've never had a criminal background, and I've never been arrested. I've never been in handcuffs. Wow. The most I've ever gotten was a traffic ticket, so I was thinking, it wouldn't be that bad. Inside the courtroom, he said the judge, this is a, I don't know, caster snakes? I'm not sure.
Something. Okay.
Castrenakes explained that Somerville's negligence delayed the court by 45 minutes.
Oh, my God. The judge in most courts takes 45 minutes to even come out from his little chambers.
Yeah, well, no doubt. They often start late because of the judge.
Yeah.
They handcuffed me in the courtroom after that, Somerville said, who spent the next 10 days in jail. He said his first jail experience wasn't scary, but he prayed daily and wrote on a, in a notebook. When reached by phone Thursday, the judge said he's not allowed to comment on pending court matters. Somerville said that his public defender...
Wow, they reached the judge by phone? How the hell do you do that?
It's a good trick. So,
there's no number you can call to ring up a judge. Does the press have a special backline into his chambers?
I don't know.
These guys are protected, man. You can't just call a judge.
Well, there you go.
You could try calling their house if you know where they live. But there's no extension. You don't just dial up the court and press 1 to get the judge. It doesn't work that way. They've got people.
I've got some, I need to call the Supreme Court, and I need to talk to Ruth Bader Ginsburg right now.
I mean, I'm not talking about just the Supreme Court. I'm talking district court.
How ridiculous it all is, yeah.
Some little judge. Go ahead.
Somerville said his public defender will try to lessen his probation sentence, which he called excessive.
Was it contempt? I wonder what they did.
Yes, absolutely. Contempt. That's what the judge can do, is contempt. Yeah. He showed up in contempt. Now I have a record. I almost feel as though, like sucks. A criminal now. I don't think he has a record. I mean, a contempt, it's different.
It's got to be on the record.
Now I have to explain this in every interview.
Did he lose his job is another question, because he said he had an afternoon job. He's a responsible young gentleman.
He works for the Parks and Rec Department, so he works for the city, the town, mm-hmm. the city, whatever it is. And no, I guess it's best.
They didn't
best
fire him?
Best I can tell, no.
He's lucky.
He sounds like a conscientious young man,
largely.
I mean, a 21-year-old sleeping late isn't mm-hmm. isn't the greatest crime I have heard. I would consider that pretty ordinary.
People have spent less time in jail for greater crimes than sleeping in, that's
yes.
for sure.
Oh, yes. I mean, I think Jeffrey Epstein's probably a pretty good example of somebody probably spent less time for doing something far greater. He says he plans to go to school to become a firefighter, so he's a government...
government worker.
Yeah, he's a government worker through and through.
Hasn't burned him yet on that.
No, but it's not gonna.
Well, it's a different department.
Firefighters are paid well.
Yeah.
As a former firefighter myself,
mm-hmm.
I know how this is. And, the paychecks are good. I can see why people want those jobs. 48 off, 24 on.
Well, you were a volunteer. You didn't get a paycheck.
I got a little bit for a stipend, but no, not a paycheck. I got a check.
You are not a professional firefighter in the traditional sense.
Nope. But I went into buildings that were on fire.
This is true.
I think that with a hose in my hand and a funny looking hat. I think that makes me a firefighter.
Yep. At a glance, you look the same. That's right. For sure.
Got the uniform.
Just didn't have the bennies.
Nope. They didn't. It wasn't part of the international whatever IAFF.
Yeah. So I have to wonder. Did he continue the jury service after day one? Like, did they...
I think it was all over by the sounds of the way this case went.
He missed a one day, though.
Yeah.
That was it.
But the judge was miffed.
Yeah.
To say the least.
He showed him, huh? Teaching everybody a lesson to take jury duty seriously.
I think that's part of this, and I think that it bears repeating here, is that any time the judge sentences somebody to send a message, and I don't care what the message is, if they sentence somebody to send a message, they're sentencing someone else. Because you're sentencing everybody. You're trying to say, hey, look, everybody, don't do this. Well, that's not the way the criminal justice system works. The criminal justice system is dealing with a single defendant. And if they're sentenced for any reason other than the punishment for the crime for which they have committed, then they're being over-sentenced.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of the story. I mean, really, just really, if it was 5 days in jail, 75 hours of community service, and a half a year on probation, is anybody going to say, boy, I'd rather just sleep in 2 hours?
No, that's still excessive.
No.
Nobody should be sentenced like that for this. I mean, it is
pointless.
It's outrageous. And all over, the judge was this. He was inconvenienced. The poor judge. 45 whole minutes before they could figure out what to do. They brought in an alternate juror and went ahead with the trial.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, people have posited here that it's because the young man is black that he was given a greater sentence. Because I don't feel as, you know, I was a young white man once,
yeah.
and I don't feel like they had any love for me either.
No.
Now, could it be that it's because he's male? There is evidence that women tend to be sentenced less
lighter
than men are for the same crimes.
It's hard to, you know, it's hard to say because you don't have the ability to compare apples to apples in many cases, because the chance that this is going to happen or that this something similar is going to repeat in any fair amount of time or in a matter of years is still fairly
low. Especially by the same judge.
Right, by the same judge that, you know, the next time that they have a court trial that it's a woman or a white guy or whoever that does the same thing that misses jury duty, will the judge sentence the other person in that case to the same sentence? Maybe they would. It's hard to say, and we probably won't get to find out. So I don't think it's helpful to speculate in that way, because it doesn't matter to me what the color of the man was. He was oppressed here. This is not right. What happened to this guy, this young gentleman, was completely wrong. It was a violation of, you know, just good being a human being. And these judges don't have to be human. They don't have to act compassionate. They get rewarded for being cold. They get rewarded for not connecting with the people that are in their stead.
Right. If the young man was thrown in jail for the night,
mm-hmm.
and let out in the morning,
he'd have remembered that for sure.
Right. Yeah. And the sentence would have been over and done
yeah.
before anybody could have said anything.
Sure. And he wouldn't have lost a job. I mean, I'm not saying he did lose a job, but a lot of people, if they're out for 10 days, even if they were pretty good, they're going to lose their job.
Yeah. So, it could very well cost this young man his job.
Right.
It could cost it with one night in jail, too. And
could have.
But, you know.
Less likely.
The judge could say, what days of the week do you have off?
Yeah, that's true.
And they do it all the time.
There's such a thing as weekend serving, as far as, if you get a relatively light sentence, you can request, hey, I got a job, can I just do that on weekends? And sometimes they'll say yes.
They don't know that. Most people don't know that. It's just like jail. And
right.
you're just petrified and you have no idea how it's all this. So you just keep your mouth shut. Yeah. Like, oh, what?
I've known people who've gone to weekend sentencing before.
Right. Well, the judge certainly should have looked at that. This young man has a job. He's working hard. He's never
this judge was flying record. Off the handle.
Yeah, it's crazy. And nobody's going to hold him accountable.
No, probably not. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk more about the courts, specifically in regards to human rights being granted to an orangutan. That apparently happened in Argentina. We talked about it like half a decade ago, Mark, when this happened. I don't know if you remember that. But that particular orangutan is back in the news. And we'll tell you why coming up here in Hour 3. It's Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.